Get started. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. At this hour, we're going to be announcing some exciting news for the 2021 NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour season. On April 8th, the NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour will be making its triumphant return to Martinsville Speedway. And on September 10th, the NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour will be in action at Richmond Raceway for the first time since 2002. Joining us today to talk about the exciting news is NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour Director Jimmy Wilson, Martinsville Speedway President Clay Campbell, Richmond Raceway President Dennis Bickmeyer, and 2013 NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour Champion Ryan Preece. And Jimmy, we're going to start with you. How significant is this for the NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour to add both of these historic venues to the 2021 schedule?
Thanks, Matt. It's a huge deal and a great opportunity for our competitors and our fans. The fans and the competitors alike, for as long as I've been the director now, that's all I've heard since coming on board with NASCAR in 2011 is got to go back to Martinsville, got to go back to Richmond. And we've been working. It's been a long time coming, and finally the stars have lined up, and here we are. So we're really excited for 2021 and looking forward to joining Martinsville and Richmond and having a great year.
Clay, the NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour has a rich heritage and tradition at Martinsville Speedway. How excited are you to see the modifieds coming back to Martinsville in 21?
Well, we're really excited here, and just like was just said, anywhere we go around here, the question we used to get was about lights, but the second question, when do you bring the modifieds back? So people in this area love the modifieds. They are synonymous with Martinsville and have been for a long time. So we're really excited to have them back. We would have had them back this year had it not been for the pandemic. So we really look forward to them this year. But for 21, going to be a great show. Won't step on Dennis's thunder, but to have them in Virginia twice, I think that's great for racing Virginia. But the modifieds put on such a great show here at Martinsville. So to have the Wheeling Modified Tour return to Martinsville, I think the fans are really going to love it. It'll be on a Thursday night. So you get the best of both worlds, the modifieds and a night race here at the same time. So couldn't ask for anything more.
Now, Dennis, your 2021 September weekend just got busier with three races over 2 days. What kind of value does the NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour bring to your fans and the racing experience and the fan experience there at Richmond Raceway?
Well, I mean, I think it's just a tremendous weekend when you look at an interesting doubleheader on Saturday, September 11th, with the Xfinity Series in the afternoon and a Cup Series playoff race that night. But then, a day earlier to bring the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour back to Richmond for the first time since 2002 just adds a lot to the weekend. So I know when the Xfinity Series schedule rolled out, people were already asking, well, what's going to happen on Friday night? Well, we get to answer that question. And like Clay and Jimmy said, I get that question a lot. It was trucks and modified. So we checked the truck box off the list, and now we're checking the modified off the list as well, and bringing those guys back. And really it's a 3 day weekend too, because we kick off Thursday night with a concert, Cody Jinks, in our amphitheater. So we got something for everybody starting Thursday night. We got some music, we got the modifieds, and we got a doubleheader on Saturday. So definitely looking forward to that, especially as a big part of our 75th anniversary celebration here at Richmond.
Now, Ryan, I know you were very disappointed that you weren't able to run Martinsville this year. But how excited are you for 2021, knowing now that the NASCAR Wheel of Modified Tour is going to be coming to Martinsville and Richmond?
Well, I was able to come out here and test. Clay was actually here the day I was here and got Kevin in the car. But it's going to be exciting just because the modifieds are such a unique race car. They're light, a lot of horse, or not a lot of horsepower. We can always have more, Jimmy. But it's fun race, and the guys, the modified racers, are so passionate. A lot of volunteers on that series, so it's people that love racing. So it's going to be exciting to come here to Martinsville and also go to Richmond. There was a lot of stories I grew up when I was racing modifieds, and people talking about Mike Uinisco and all these guys, how fast they were there. So yeah, I'm I'm definitely intending on racing it, and I'm looking forward to it all.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're going to open the floor up for questions now. We have some time for questions. If you do have a question, click on the participants icon and raise your hand, and we will make sure to call upon you. Our first question will come from Tucker White. Go ahead with your question, Tucker.
All right, let me just push record. All right. Dennis, IndyCar was supposed to return to Richmond this year, but because of COVID, and it's not even going to be coming back in 2021. What happened to not for IndyCar to not be coming back to Richmond next season, and what's the plans for down the road?
I'll take the second part first. Not really sure, you know, looking down the road. Obviously, a lot's changed in their series as well, you know, with new ownership. And I don't envy those guys in trying to put a schedule together. We just weren't able to make a date work for 2021, unfortunately. So, you know, just not able to have them back. We certainly missed not having them here in 2020 with things getting wiped out because of COVID. But obviously looking forward now to rounding out our schedule with Modified and being able to bring back another series that hasn't been here in a while. So definitely looking forward to 2021. Again, just wasn't able to make things work schedule-wise with IndyCar for next year.
All right, thank you.
And do we have any additional questions? If so, go ahead and raise your hand in the participants queue. We will call upon you. Going once. Going twice.
Greg
has his hand up.
That's right. Oh, I see a question from Greg Engel. Go ahead with your question, Greg.
Let me unmute. Sorry. Actually, you know, congratulations on the Whelans, on the Modifieds coming back. I think that's awesome. Ryan, this question's for the track presidents, so you don't have to listen in. talk about the challenges during the pandemic with having to swivel to get the no fans and limited fans and just the challenges you face and how exciting it is to have done it and gotten to this point where we're going to have a full season, and also the challenges you think you're going to be facing next year as we start a season again in February.
Yeah, that's a good question, Greg, and a tough one as well. You know, obviously we're limited this weekend with 1,000. Dennis unfortunately didn't get to have fans at his event. We did at Darlington. So for our Mid-Atlantic region, we've done it with and without. But there's a lot of work that goes into it from a track standpoint, as well as NASCAR. Everybody is working together to make sure that our fans, our competitors are in a safe environment, and we follow the protocols from the CDC, our state, federal. So everything working hand in hand, you know, you got to give kudos to NASCAR for the great job they did. Who would have thought when we went back to racing in Darlington back in May, here we are, like you say, we're almost through with our season. One more race after today and we're done. So NASCAR has done an outstanding job, and we're just following the guidelines that we're presented to bring the fans in here. Hopefully next year, you know, there's nothing to say that things are automatically going to improve, but we're looking for better days. And both Dennis and I look forward to when we have these, you know, have our facilities packed with our loyal and dedicated fans and out here to see a great NASCAR race.
Yeah, and I'll just add, I mean, I agree with Clay. You know, obviously, as we look towards 2021 and making an announcement like this, where we're adding a new race to the schedule, I mean, we want to be able to capitalize on the excitement that's going to generate with the fans to be able to see the Modifieds back here after so long. So I think we're all hopeful that things turn in a different way for us in 2021 from a fan standpoint. We'll be prepared for you know, anything really in 2021 after what we've done in 2020. But I think, you know, we've learned a lot from this 2020 season and how to get fans in and out and changing protocols. And I think, you know, you'll see a lot of what we've learned race in and race week, you know, when we've had fans in the stands that we'll be able to apply for 2021. But just reflecting back on 2020, it was great to have trucks and Xfinity Series and Cup, you know, here beginning of September. It was, we definitely missed the fans and we missed that energy. And again, hopefully we'll be able to to welcome them back here in 2021, because we got a great lineup here throughout the Mid-Atlantic, as Clay's mentioned, our two tracks, and certainly Darlington, as we all three work together in this new Mid-Atlantic region, and just an impressive lineup of races between our three racetracks. So looking forward to getting through championship weekend next weekend and seeing what's ahead for us in 2021.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I look forward to being back in your media centers and press boxes again next year.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, good deal. Well, gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to join us today. It's really exciting to have the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour heading back to Martinsville and Richmond. And I certainly look forward to seeing the mods in action there next year. So again, thank you. And good luck, Clay, today, and waving that green flag.
Thanks a lot. I'm ready.
Good deal. Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.